You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Timothy, I beg your pardon, chapter 6 and verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Money is useful, and Jesus commanded us to use money. And by our next 5 minutes daily devotion, we will look at how to use money in the kingdom. But there's something in this passage that we may miss. He says, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. In other words, when the Bible is talking about the love of money being the root of all kinds of evil, he's not even relating it first to unbelievers. He's relating it to us believers. So imagine if the love of money can damage a child of God, how much more unbelievers? But let's focus on our own self. It says that some people are strayed from the faith. See, we don't need rocket science, as in you don't even need me to provide you evidence. You all know people around you. Some of you are listening to this. You may have once strayed from the faith because of money. You may have compromised your life, live in sin, do many wrongful things just because you want to make money. So it's clear. And you know, at the center, at the root of all of that thing is because you love money. And you can't love God and love mammon. You can't serve God and serve mammon. You have to choose one. The love of money will make you stray from faith. Many people don't even have time for scriptures. They don't have time for prayer. They are just so busy. And what are they doing? Making money. They are entrepreneurs. But God may be seeing more than entrepreneurship. He may be seeing love of money at the root of it. Anything you are doing that is consistently keeping you away from God, you've got to check it. That thing is destructive to your life, no matter how useful that thing is. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with money. Something is wrong with the heart. He says the love of money. Where is that love of money? It's in the heart. It's not in the paper. Money is neutral. Money is neutral, but men's heart can be very deceitful and wicked. When you want to do business with people, you've got to be careful. Once it comes to the matter of money, you don't know who a person is until money reveals him. You don't know a pastor until it comes to money. He can preach great, but once it comes to money, you will just know that there's a problem here. He can say so many things, but once it comes to money, he can condemn all manner of sins. But when it comes to money, he encourages you, bring money, bring money, bring money. But you know, he says some have strayed from faith. He didn't say some may stray from the faith. That means as at the time of scripture, there are people who were already casualties of the love of money. So we don't need to wait and say, let's see if it will happen. It has already happened to some people, and it is happening to some people. You see, you don't know your spouse until money comes in. That's why for those of you who are single and in courtship, those are some of the things you need to be looking out for. What is his or her attitude to money? What is this person's attitude to money? And you will know. People can't hide what they love. They can't hide it. Their real attitude towards money will be revealed. They cannot hide it. But you see, for us as Christians, this scripture is a wisdom. At the back of your mind, you must have it there when you are relating with people that they love money. And so you have to be careful how you relate with people. Some believers that are fire for the Lord, if anything touches their salary, you will see a different side of them. let something happen. Maybe they have been sacked from work, or let's they have something, they have to reduce their salary or something. Let anything touch their salary. The same person that has been preaching love your enemy, do good to them that hate you, will suddenly now want to pray against somebody who is touching his or her salary. That's the love of money. It will reveal who a person really is. You know, you may be serving God because you are comfortable financially. What happens when you are financially zero? Can you still be joyful? Can you still be faithful to God? You must cry and say, Lord, remove from me the love of money. I only want to love you, Lord. I don't want to love anything more than money. There are brothers and sisters, or brothers and brothers today, the source of their fight, the source of their enmity is the love of money, the greed for money. It's a problem. It can separate a father and a child. It can separate two sisters. It can separate husband and wife. The love of money. A man can be in marriage and scheme how he will take over all the properties of the woman. A woman can be in marriage and all she will be scheming is how he will eventually take over all the wealth of the man. The love of money is the root of all evil. I pray that the blood of Jesus will purify your heart today from the love of money, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.